This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly guide through this crazy digital jungle. Ever feel like you're scrolling endlessly, but nothing seems to bring you joy? Like you're plugged into a power outlet, but somehow still feeling drained. You know that feeling when the highlight of your day was watching a cute cat video and now you just want to crawl under the covers? Well, friend, you're not alone. We're living in a world where technology is supposed to connect us, yet so many of us feel more isolated than ever. This isn't about demonizing screens, it's about understanding how they can affect our mental well-being and finding that sweet spot for balance. Today, we're diving deep into digital depression, the silent epidemic creeping up on us in the form of endless scrolling, FOMO, and a nagging feeling of emptiness. Ready to reclaim your time and find joy offline? Let's do this. First off, let's talk about those dopamine hits. Every notification, every like, every comment triggers a rush of that feel-good chemical, right? But just like any drug, the more you chase it, the less satisfying it becomes. You end up needing more and more to feel even slightly content. That's the vicious cycle of digital addiction, always seeking that next dopamine spike, leaving you feeling depleted and unfulfilled in the real world. Number 1. Awareness is key. The first step to overcoming any issue is recognizing it. Pay attention to how you feel when you're scrolling. Are you genuinely happy or just numbly going through the motions? Notice the triggers that lead you down the digital rabbit hole: boredom, loneliness, stress. Identifying these patterns helps you break free from their grip. Number 2. Digital detox. I know it sounds scary, but trust me, your brain will thank you. Even a short break can do wonders. Start with 30 minutes a day, then gradually increase it. Use the time to connect with nature, read a book, have a real conversation with someone, anything that nourishes your soul. Number 3. Curate your digital diet. Think of social media as food you wouldn't eat junk all the time, right? And follow accounts that trigger negative emotions or make you feel inadequate. Follow inspiring creators who uplift and motivate you. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume online. Number 4. Prioritize real-world experiences. Instead of passively scrolling through other people's lives, create your own adventures. Go for a hike, learn a new skill, volunteer in your community, anything that gets you out there and living life to the fullest. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you slip up and spend hours scrolling. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Okay, let me tell you a story about Sarah. Sarah was feeling burned out. She worked long hours, spent her evenings glued to her phone, comparing herself to others on social media, and felt constantly exhausted. One day, she realized that her digital life was overshadowing her real one. She started implementing some of these strategies, taking short breaks from screens and following negativity-inducing accounts and prioritizing time with friends and family. Slowly but surely, Sarah started feeling more balanced and fulfilled. She rediscovered the joy in simple things: a good book, a walk in nature, a heartfelt conversation, and her digital life became less of a drain and more of a tool for connection and information. So remember, it's not about abandoning technology altogether, but about finding that sweet spot where it enhances your life rather than controls it. It's about reclaiming your time, focusing on what truly matters, and building a life filled with genuine connections and meaningful experiences. You deserve to feel happy and fulfilled both online and off. Now go out there, unplug for a little while, and reconnect with the world around you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Until next time, stay tuned for more digital detox tips and tricks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.